This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Big crowds are expected tonight as people head to bars and restaurants for the night before Thanksgiving. Doug Roth, founder and president, Playground Hospitality. Doug, what is it about the night before Thanksgiving that makes bars so popular?
Hi there, Cisco. Well, I can't believe it's been a year since we've chatted about this, but what has made this night so special is that so many kids come back from college, and as a result of coming back from college, this is probably sometimes the first time that they've been home, and what they end up doing is getting together with their friends, going out to bars, and I got to tell you, this year is going to be crazy with post what I call COVID exuberance.
You have young people who, I guess at this stage, are feeling less fearful about it, and they want to get together and hang out with their friends.
You bet. It actually started here in Chicago and has now spread to become a nationwide thing. It was originally called Drinksgiving, which began in 2007, and then in 2014 it became Blackout Wednesday, and obviously we know the reason why it's called Blackout. Our hope, obviously, this year is that people are going to be responsible and are going to think wisely, because there'll be a lot of people out looking for them.
So let's talk about with the bars. How important is this for them in a normal year, and then compare that to a year coming out of a pandemic?
Well, from what I've been told, and I did a little bit of research ahead of time with some of my friends who are with Romano Beverage Company, that this year the different bars throughout Chicagoland have been stocking up way ahead of time. Again, the shortages in tequila, vodka, are affecting bars at this point. Interestingly enough, it's happening as a result of getting glass bottles and also custom issues with bringing tequila in over from Mexico. So right now, your bars right now are well stocked, but they may not have your favorite.
And yet, whatever it is that they have a lot of it, and they're hoping a lot of it gets sold because they've been hurt over the last, almost 2 years now.
Well, that's true. But what's been interesting, though, is that alcohol consumption has been way up. If you take a look, obviously, what people were doing during, obviously, some of the time in 21 was that they were hitting their favorite wines and their favorite spirits. In fact, the dollar volume right now on spirits and beer is up over 40% than last year. Big number. And can you guess, by the way, what the most popular spirit is?
I whiskey.
Number two. Number one is vodka, whiskey two, and number three that is going off the charts right now is tequila. It was only 5% 5 years ago of the distributor's inventory. It's over 25% now.
So is that margaritas, or what's up with the rise in tequila sales?
It's up because of all the different individuals of high profile, that have, including Jordan and others, that have gotten in the tequila business. And what's happened is that the high-end tequilas are what's really selling tremendously. In fact, all high-end beverages are selling well. It's sort of the Starbucks effect, that no matter how much it costs, I'm going to pay for it.
Really interesting. We'll see how tonight goes. Hopefully good for these bars and restaurants that have been hurting for a while. Doug Roth, founder and president, Playground Hospitality here in Chicago.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money talks as the WBBM noon business hour continues.
Crime in Chicago is up in nearly every major category. Year over year, murder numbers are nearly 60% higher. Oh, what's that doing to the local economy? Greg Hines is here, columnist at Crain's Chicago Business. Greg, is there any sign at all that this is keeping some people, especially tourists, away from Chicago?
So far, it's mostly anecdotal, Cisco. Nobody's done a good research report, but our reporters and our staff, when they're talking to CEOs, say this is definitely creeped on their mind. It's one of the things they think about when they talk about expanding here. It's one of the factors, I think, that's behind the record high vacancy rate in office buildings downtown. And, you know, you just have to use your common sense. I mean, the incident at the University of Chicago where a student was shot in broad daylight and killed an international student just a couple of weeks ago. There was a running gun battle on Grand Avenue just north of the Fulton Market area. That's the hot part of town. People are definitely talking about it. It's on their minds, and like I said, in talking to people who make decisions, we're seeing here increasing signs that this is really begun to register in a not very good way.
Yeah, we often talk about tourists from out of town who might come to Chicago to visit, but we also have to think about people who live in the suburbs and ordinarily might have come downtown for a nice dinner. All those restaurants, a bunch of them, now have locations out in the suburbs, so those people don't have to come downtown unless they really want to.
No, they don't. It's hard to measure because we're still recovering from COVID, Cisco, and it's hard to, if somebody doesn't show up, is it because they're scared of crowds, they don't want to get on Metro, or is crime on their mind? But this is as we try to rebuild and try to reopen, these seemingly constant news reports and headlines about big murder here, shootout there, it's very, very unhelpful. And you know, if the numbers were going in the right way, I could kind of shrug and say, well, okay, you know, we're getting through it. It just needs some more time. But the numbers aren't going in the right way. They're flat up.
Yeah, I was thinking along the lines of, suburbanites looking for a nice dinner. They don't have to come downtown anymore. So if they're hearing all these reports, and we know they are, about crime, they go, yeah, if I want a steak dinner, go to the place where I keep hearing about crime, or just drive to a mall in one of the suburbs and get the same meal.
If possible. I mean, the mayor is definitely aware of this. The problem is that, frankly, she hasn't done much about it. The new police chief, Mr. Brown, that she brought in from Dallas, has had a kind of a rocky reception. There's increasing complaints and expressions of concern from African-American politicians, not just white folks who are seeing crime in their neighborhoods that they didn't see before. Yes, this is happening. There's been a spike in crime in big cities all over the country. But Chicago's problem is had a much higher rate when this new stuff kicked in. So it's kind of like a crime wave on top of a crime wave. It will cause, if it hasn't caused, real severe damage here if somebody doesn't get to the bottom of it soon.
Thanks so much, Greg Hines. Always good analysis. You read Greg Hines in Crane's Chicago Business. It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. You may not think about talking money over the Thanksgiving holiday, but it could be a very good time. Let's talk about it. Ed Jurtzen is here, certified financial planner with Engage Wealth Group, found online, engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, why would we want to mess up a perfectly comfortable meal by talking money at Thanksgiving?
Well, it's an important topic, Cisco, and given the fact that everyone is together, it provides such a great opportunity for families not only to talk about money, because that can be a little bit insightful in regards to what you can do, but more importantly, talk about your plans and your wishes to your adult children. But remember, just speaking about it is one thing, but making sure you have legal documents in place, which are important in order to fulfill those wishes, is so critical during these times.
So how do you broach the subject? I mean, do you just tell whoever it is you need to talk about, hey, this is uncomfortable, but it's important. We need to talk about this.
Well, the more normal you make these conversations, the easier it is to discuss these things. So making it a taboo topic does not help anyone. So, you know, you've got different family members who might have different abilities in regards to understanding, you know, what's going on, and mostly from financial and emotionally. But, you know, pick and choose your times, you know, in terms of when to have these discussions. But again, having these initial discussions is really important. You don't need to necessarily talk about specific dollars necessarily, but again, what are your wishes? What are your goals? And how do you convey those to your adult children so they have a really good understanding of where at least your frame of mind is at? And more importantly, what happens? Because you don't want to make these decisions during times when someone just passes away. That's when things get a little bit more difficult. So, you know, have these conversations now and just kind of work your way through them.
Yeah, certainly more emotion a part of the discussions at that time. Thank you. That's Ed Jurtzen. He's a certified financial planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.